I won't ask you to feedback, because I've spoken to most of you and we need to move on anyway. But hopefully this has just been a little bit thought-provoking. As I've just said, you know, values are not a fixed thing. They change all the time. You might do this exercise next week and it will come out completely different. With someone else, it will come out completely different. So, you know, it's really just a way to get you started to articulate, I suppose, what your values are and what's really, might, you know, really important to you. It might initiate an idea for a project or an event or a business. It might shape that idea in some way. And it might also shape the way in which you work, the processes that you use, or the approach that you have to your work. Okay? So what I'd like to do next is test out another method. Does anybody know De Bono's thinking hats? No, not at all? No one?
Okay. In relation to Bono?
No.
Yeah.
No relation to Bono. Which right, I don't know. You've not come across it at all. It's a tool used in business quite a lot. And it's really... I'll describe them in a moment, but it's really about getting you to think with a different sort of hat on, if you like, with, from a different perspective. We tend to have a specific perspective from which we would look at a problem or a business idea or a project. And the idea behind this is that actually you need to look at the idea from different perspectives that may not be natural to you. So we kind of have a natural inclination to being somebody who's either a person who loves to collect data. Okay? That could be your instinctive approach to looking at something. Somebody else will be more perhaps naturally have a kind of... creative approach to looking at something, maybe quite positive and always looking at the potential and the next idea that could come from that initial idea. Okay? And when we are evaluating, assessing, exploring the kind of work that we want to do, we need to be able to think in those different ways. And sometimes that's quite difficult because it just doesn't come naturally. So this is a process to kind of force you to do that. And it can be done either by yourself, so if you like, you can, you know, kind of put the hat on and off, if you like. Or it can be done in a group where you can each have a hat and sort of be devil's advocate and really stick to the hat that you're wearing, which might go against the grain, so that's quite good to try and challenge yourself to do that. And, you know, you're only allowed to look at the problem from the perspective of the hat you're wearing. Some of the hats are a little more challenging and sort of some fit and some don't seem to fit very well. So just to describe each one. You've got the white hat, which is looking for the information available about the particular problem that you're looking at. You've got a black hat, which tends to see what might go wrong, what the difficulties could be, what the problems could be. The green hat, which is always looking for alternatives and, you know, further kind of creative ideas. The red hat, which relies more on intuition. The yellow hat, which looks at values and benefits from something. And the blue hat, which is much more about processes and how the process might be managed. So some of them cross over a little bit. Some of them are more obvious than others. Do you feel that you, just looking at that list quickly, do you see yourself there? Do you feel, oh yeah, I know which hat you kind of naturally wear? Or do you see yourself with a couple of hats there?
Definitely the black hat.
Couple of hats, which ones?
The yellow and the black.
Okay. Do you see problems ahead?
Black and green.
So, yeah. you think in two different, completely different ways.
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, it is possible to do that by yourself, and maybe you naturally try and do that anyway. So this is really just a method to explore that and use this little technique of the six thinking hats to do that. And we're going to do it today with some projects. thought you might be interested in looking at. You've got to sort of play along with this a little bit, because clearly the information I'm going to give you about these businesses is limited to a couple of paragraphs, okay? So there'll be certain things, certain questions you just can't answer because the information's not there. So do your best to just work through the hats. The task is for you to be assessors of these businesses, as though you were potentially going to fund them. So you're potentially looking at being a funder who would invest in these business ideas. I've got them from something called springwise.com. Anybody know Springwise?
Springwise.
Yeah.
And that's so vaguely familiar.
If you're interested in checking out, especially web-based, but not only, new ideas from around the world, literally from around the world, Springwise flag up into different industry sectors all these new business ideas. So they're quite an interesting source. It's quite useful if you've got an idea to test out, you know, if it is somebody else around the world doing something similar, or for inspiration. So I've picked three that I've just copied for you so that you can try out the thinking hats. But do have a look at Springwise, because it has some really interesting innovative models. Again, there's absolutely no guarantee that they will work or have worked. They tend to be quite new. But they're certainly food for thought in terms of being quite inspirational and a bit different and new. Can I ask you to just put yourselves into three groups, and not in the action learning sets that I put you in earlier, but just in any group, and then I'll distribute each of those ideas. And there's three different ideas. You won't be working on the same thing. It's probably a nice idea to mix with people you haven't been with before.